I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
An Erio's original.
Playcation!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
Playcation. The Unpacking.
The Unpacking. I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda, and this is
Playcation.
The Unpacking. Well, the results from our Disney World episode are in.
So this is a bit of a, this is crazy because what happened was one, and this seems to happen each week, where someone presses the wrong person.
So our poll on Twitter out of 61 votes, this is what the poll says. Maria got 52.5%. I got 47.5% of the votes, but one person said they accidentally voted for Maria. So I don't know if we factor that in, Maria, or how are you with statistics?
I'm not great, but I'm assuming that that's tie because that's so close. I mean, I'm going with a tie there.
I don't know. Should I try to figure out the math on that? Okay, let me just.
Amanda, what? This is 3 hours later. We've got charts.
I mean,
how do you even go about that math?
I really don't know.
With 61 votes.
I think that you may still win.
61 votes. I'm calling it a tie. That's okay. Close. If one person mistook, I'm calling it a tie because that's so close in numbers, it's ridiculous, especially if one of them was meant for you.
I mean, listen, if somebody wants to run the numbers on this, let us know, but we're just going to say it's kind of fun to have a tie for the last episode.
I think it's a lot of fun.
Throw me a bone over here.
It's the perfect, we're planning the two of us together when we put our heads together, the perfect placation happens.
I think so too. And I thought both of our Disney World trips were really, really super fun. The thing is, you're not going to go wrong at Walt Disney World.
No, you're not.
You can't mess that up unless you're going to.
Well,
I mean, I guess I'm like, what? There's even water parks that we didn't even touch on.
It would take us years to dip our feet into the waters that are the Disney World Resort, landscape. I just feel like there's so much people spend lifetimes trying to kind of cover all that ground.
And we got some comments.
Let's hear them.
Well, Michelle.net, formerly Mort Gorley, and before that, what was this account?
Harry Albert.
They say, I normally vibe more with a Maria style trip, but this week Amanda embraced the luxury and stole my heart.
Yeah. And then they also continued on saying, truly cannot believe it took until the season finale for Maria to bring up her travel icons, the bucket list family. And I know. Okay, now here's James at J_McLaughlin83 said, no, I hit the wrong button. Team Amanda Fun Buns on this trip. So that was someone who'd made a grave error and was apologizing for it.
Now, Maggie Berg says, Disney World at Christmas time is the best. It brings back all the memories of family trips throughout my life there. Animal Kingdom is great, too, but I had to go with Maria's trip this week. Epcot is the best park to get the full Disney fanatic experience for sure.
Mm. Now, I'm going to, the picking two parks was a lot to wrestle with because I did want to go to Animal Kingdom very much, but I just knew I had to do Walt Disney World, which I thought I needed to do this. And then it was between Epcot and Animal Kingdom. And I've always wanted to go to Epcot. I've just always wanted to go.
I mean, listen, in real life, if you were to go to Disney World and you could only pick two parks, I'd say, which would never actually happen, but say you're only there for a layover and you have like one day, I would say Epcot Animal Kingdom because it's so different from what we have here.
I gotcha.
Animal Kingdom is honestly so cool. You're walking through the park and there are just these monkeys like running around on these high wires.
Wow. Well, like, God, I had no idea about that. If I would have known that, no one told me that.
Like, it really lives up to its name.
Animal Kingdom, sure.
Then we have Eric Hawkins says, voted Maria because I've never been to a Disney park and it seemed more in line with a trip I would enjoy as a first timer. This season was a lot of fun. I'm sad to see it end, but excited for whatever comes next.
PM Williford at PM Williford 1 says, I have so many mixed feelings about my choice. It was having coffee with giraffes that won it for me. Mm-hmm. Also, I thought I was the only idiot who thought Epcot was in the sphere thing. You're not. Everyone thought it.
Well, you know what I remember? What was the sitcom? I mean, I know a lot of sitcoms went to Disney World, but was it Full House? Did they go to Disney World?
Of course. When DJ was seeing Steve all over the place, he was Aladdin, and then he was in the Indiana Jones theme. I mean, the Indiana Jones stage show, and she kept seeing him everywhere.
And I think Boy Meets World also went to Disney World.
A lot. I'm sure Family Matters went. Oh, and do you remember in the Full House one when Michelle got queen for a day or whatever? Do you remember? And she got to be, I don't know what happened, but she was like treated like a princess.
Why do I have, I'm setting an image of Michelle at a horse show?
Because Amanda, she went into a coma.
Okay.
She was doing a horse show and she went into a coma and it was very intense.
Oh God.
That was like a big, but that was not the Disney World episode.
Now, did Teen Genie ever go to Disney World?
Who's Teen Genie?
Wasn't there a show called Teen
Amanda?
This is maybe a little bit later in TGIF, but I swear there was a show called Teen Genie.
No, you're thinking of Teen Angel.
Okay, but there was a genie show. Okay.
Teen Genie?
Wait, Amanda. You're right. Teen Angel's about the hot teen who dies.
Well, yeah, he dies and then he, I think, becomes the angel of like another guy at school and he kind of helps him. He helps him out.
OK, there was a show, I think, called You Wish.
Ooh.
OK, I think this is what I'm thinking of.
Teen Genie.
It's an American fantasy sitcom that ran 97 to 98.
OK.
I guess it only, yes, okay. Although the series made a total of 13 episodes, it was taken off after the seventh episode. The seventh episode was titled Genie Without a Cause. It was part of a night-long TGIF retro crossover, which started with Sabrina. Sabrina made a time ball, which Salem swallowed and caused the time period to be the late 60s. Salem then crossed over to Boy Meets World, turning it into the 1940s, then the series to the 1950s, and then to Teen Angel to the 1970s. And apparently You Wish
Wait,
was...
Wait, what happened?
There was apparently some sort of insane crossover where Salem swallowed a time ball and then all of the TGIF shows time warped.
Time ball. Ooh, I love that. See, that's creativity at its best.
So apparently they canceled Teen Genie and replaced it with Teen Angel. Okay, well, anyway, I got us off track. But I'm just saying that I also thought Epcot was inside the ball as a child when I would watch all of the TV shows that would go there.
Right. Yeah, it's a common misconception. We were lied to. I was under the impression Epcot was literally inside until I was maybe 27. And I was like, wait a minute, it's not in the ball. It's not in the ball. No, it's not in the ball. It's just... You're outside and you're walking around. Well,
too bad. A lot of people voted for you, Maria, because of the Christmas aspect and the cookie crawl. So Stephanie Needs Adventure said, Maria had me at cookie crawl. And let's see. Mike Kobus said they were both great, but I'm a sucker for a Disney park at Christmas. Go, Maria.
Now, Kim Troxel at K Troxel said, Maria had me at coconut in the mail. But then Lucy Farber at Your Baby Teeth said, the Voices of Liberty had my vote. So there you go. It's different people having different priorities.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Oh, and we should go over some of those other polls that you had been posting as far as what trips people really want to take. So Maria posted two polls on our Twitter page. And the first one was saying out of these, you can only post four options at a time. But out of Berlin, yeah. Hokkaido, the Galapagos, and Prince Edward Island, you all would rather take Hokkaido. By a landslide.
By 41.7% said Hokkaido. Shockingly, Prince Edward Island came in second, which I thought Berlin or the Galapagos would be, you know, if we look at both polls together, which is the other poll had Namibia, Mexico City, the Kimberley, and Bermuda. Hokkaido was a landslide with 41.7%, but in the other poll, Mexico City was kind of a landslide with 37.1%.
I mean, those are two awesome places. And I'm shocked Berlin is so low, but maybe people...
It's the lowest. Berlin and the Galapagos are tied for the lowest percentage of people. Those are the least ones people want to go to.
Do you think people feel like those trips are a little bit too high maintenance and we're all looking to slip into something a little easier as we're coming out of COVID?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because Bermuda was up there too. People just want a beach vacay. They want a beach vacay and they want to eat some crab and they want to, that's why Hokkaido's up there too. People want to eat some crab.
People want to
sit on the beach.
People want to eat.
They do want to eat. Then the Kimberley came in with 20%. So that was a little, that was above Namibia though. That was 17.1%.
I just think people don't want a plane ride that long right now because I'm assuming, you know, that's most true. Of our listeners are in the continental United States. Of course, yeah. Some of you live outside of the U.S., but most of you are in the U.S. So I think we're like Australia, Namibia, and the Galapagos maybe. Oh, the Galapagos actually isn't that far. What was that? I forget how long that plane ride was.
I'm not sure. But yeah, Hokkaido, Mexico City, and Prince Edward Island were kind of the three, and Bermuda were kind of the four that stood out as you guys are into that. So Amanda, at the end of our 10 vacation playcation run, what's your number one? Let's hear it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is really hard. And of course it changes day to day, but I gotta say, I'm actually just like looking through all of where we've been. Whew, this is a hard choice. I think I'm gonna say my top placation where I would really like to go, top of my list, is Berlin.
Oh my God. That came out of left field.
I wanna go to those Cold War museums. Yeah. I think Berlin would be really cool again during Christmas time to go to some Christmas markets. Mm-hmm. I would love to do maybe a week in Berlin, maybe even just like 5 or 6 days in Berlin, and then explore some of the smaller areas, maybe some Alpine villages in Germany. I just think that would be really fun. Come home with a handcrafted cuckoo clock.
Call it a day.
And call it
and
a
say,
day.
And say, there it was, there it is, and here I am.
Yeah. So how
makes
about
sense.
How about you?
I'm gonna be, I've got to say, looking at all these choices, my number one at the moment would be Bermuda.
Wow, and that surpasses even Prince Edward Island.
I want a really beautiful beachside, like, you know, vacation. And I know you get that in Prince Edward Island, but that's a little more like East Coast-ish. That's a little more New England-esque. I want the Bermuda experience. I think like some of the restaurants we talked about, you know, like the seafood restaurants and like just like, you know, a cocktail by the beach and snorkeling and like getting a little boat or something. That just seems so nice to me right now. And just the colors of Bermuda too, just like that kind of vibrance just seems, I'm so into that at the moment. I would just love to. So that's my number one, I think.
I get it. I think, you know, just being able to wade into some warm water
mm-hmm.
would just
yeah.
on lying in some hot sand. I mean, who doesn't need that in their life right now?
Yeah.
After the year and a half we've had.
Hey, calm down.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So we have some emails here. So Hector sent this last week. Hi, Marie and Amanda. My heart was filled with joy with the amount of times you said blue-footed booby in the last episode because I love those birds. I had to write in and tell you that when my husband and I were looking for places to visit in Mexico, I ran into a picture of them and had to see them. So we planned the trip around the blue-footed booby. I didn't get any pictures of them because we swam up to see them closer, so I couldn't get a picture, but I saw them with my own eyes, and that was all I needed. And then he just wrote in again, and he said, I forgot to mention that in Spanish, it's called the pájaro bobo de patas azules. And bobo in Spanish is stupid.
Oh, so interesting. It's like the dodo. The dodo doesn't. Yeah, we just think the dodo's stupid. They're actually not.
Well, they're not around anymore.
Right.
He says, not sure if it's called because of this, because they're foolish, or because their eyes are bobo. Because they've got those eyes.
Bobo eyes.
Oh, well, thank you, Hector. Thank you for writing in. That's so great. You got to see him up close.
That is awesome. Okay, I've got an email here. Hello again, Marie and Amanda. I've written in before with a Patreon personal big one, but having just listened to the Unpacking Galapagos episode, I felt compelled to write in again for a couple of reasons. First, because I was shocked to hear Maria bestow upon me the title of a Mayor of Placation. This yes. is an honor for which I was not prepared and for which I honestly feel ill-suited, but which I will nevertheless accept if it means more episodes and seasons to come. Side note, as impressed as you may be by my riddle-solving prowess, I have to give at least as much respect to the person crafting the riddles. Writing Ooh. Riddles is hard, and these manage to be a fun challenge without getting too obtuse or archaic, and that would be Maria has been writing the riddles.
Well, the clowner reached out to me personally and said, could you write me some riddles? And I said, I'll take a stab at it. And yeah, they were a fun little mind game.
Second, because I wanted to express to you both how much I've enjoyed this iteration of the podcast without having to worry about Twitter character limits. I'm a relatively recent arrival to the big one, started listening about 6 months ago. Wow. But even in that short time, I came to love this show enough that I admit I was a bit worried about such an extreme change in format. Turns out I was a fool, and it didn't take long to realize for me to realize it. As much as I'd love to see the original format return at some point, Placation has been a ton of fun, and I'll happily listen to as many episodes as you ladies care to make. I've particularly enjoyed the socially interactive elements. I listen to a lot of podcasts, but this is one of the only ones that I've actually engaged on Twitter, and I attribute that to how welcoming and warm the show is. I think Amanda said something on a recent episode about feeling seen after getting a response from some business or location one of you mentioned. And I could relate because that's how this podcast has made me feel. Oh, that's so nice.
That's nice.
I suppose this email could have just been boiled down to thanks for saying nice things about me and good job on the podcast. But oh well, I look forward to the next season of the Big Ones Placation or Classic. And I hope you both have had as much fun making the show as I've had listening. And that comes in from Eric Hawkins, Mayor of Placation Town.
Thank you, Eric. That's so sweet.
That is really nice. And we're glad that you enjoyed it. We've had so much fun doing this.
Yeah.
And we'll come back. We'll do it again, another short run season at some point. Every summer we do a Placation season.
That's right. This comes in from Pip. Hi, Maureen, Amanda. Love listening to Placation. Please, can you visit Qatar? Thanks, all the way from Doha. Is Doha in Qatar? I know nothing about Qatar.
Look.
Yes, it's the capital of Qatar.
I mean, wow. What can we learn here about Qatar? It's an Arab country whose terrain comprises arid desert and long Persian Gulf shorelines of beaches and dunes. Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Well, thank you for listening. And that will go in our, yes, we will definitely put that on our list for next season.
Okay. I mean, listen, I'm looking at some pictures of Qatar and it's looking super duper cool.
Well, maybe we'll just continue doing this off air. We can send each other our...
This looks awesome. It's like these big... Okay, so it's like a mixture of like small traditional like buildings, big modern crazy looking skyscrapers, like water beaches lining up to these skyscrapers. It's really incredible. I mean, the skyline kind of reminds me a little bit of the Hong Kong skyline.
Very cool.
Super
cool. Well, thank you.
Okay, Amanda and Maria. I listened to your Disney World episode of Placation on repeat at the airport on the way to Podcast Movement. I was nervous and I found it calming. That's really sweet. I think Amanda's trip is winning, but I would go with Maria's. I'm a Disney freak. Maria, you did a great job. I didn't even know about the coconut postcards.
That's right.
I have to tell you something you might not want to share with your listeners.
Now, I just want to say this is from Lauren, who actually told us to do the Disney World episode. And after she sent this email, I asked her, can we use your name? Because these stories are really fun. And she said, yes, and you can say them on the podcast.
Okay,
so,
okay. All right, because I just skimmed it and I'm like, okay, this is not that bad. It doesn't make me look like a very good person, but when my mom and I get dinner at Animal Kingdom Lodge, we go to Jiko, but first get drinks at the bar up the stairs. If you get a drink and look over the balcony, you are overlooking Boma, the lodge's buffet restaurant, which I've eaten at. My mom and I like to look right over the balcony onto the buffet and watch, keeping track of how many people we catch stuffing food from the buffet into their purses. We can see them, but they can't see us. Trust me, it's always a lot. It's always very funny to watch people think they are getting away with it. This reminds
That's
me of
so
my grandma
fun.
Who would always bring little Ziploc bags when we went to Easter brunch at the Marriott.
It's smart. I don't know what... I mean, I don't understand why more people don't just bring full-on coolers.
I mean, listen, those buffets aren't cheap.
No, they aren't. Get your money's worth.
Okay, one more thing you might not want to share with others. Yeah, yes, we do. My mom and I go to the wedding pavilion and pretend that I'm engaged and planning my Disney wedding. They pretend you are a bride. Ah, I love this. And take you through all the fun wedding options.
This is so great.
We always tell them that my fiance and dad are, quote, playing golf. Oh, but they are home because we never let them come on our Disney trips. And also, I'm already married. This is genius. I would
so
recommend
good.
Two more things to do. The Hoop De Do Review. It's an out-of-control corny diner show with an Old West theme. Oh, I would have liked that. And when you
dinner, I don't think it's a dinner. I think she meant dinner show.
Oh, dinner
but
show.
But it's part of, you remember how I said there's camping at Walt Disney World?
Uh-huh.
That you can go, there's like cabins and you can bring your tents. That's the Camp Wilderness or whatever. That's where they do it. And it seems, I was looking at it, it seems like such a fun time.
I mean,
like this little hoedown.
How cute. And she said, if you do go to Hollywood Studios, loiter around the downtown area in the middle of the day and they have a pack of improv comedians dressed as 1950s Hollywood actors roving around in a car and they do little routines. It's one of my favorite things about Disney World. Also, if you can, go on Big Thunder Mountain at night during the fireworks. Most people will be watching the show, so the line will be shorter. And if you time it right, you can see the fireworks just as you are tearing through the ride. This is such a hot
That's
tip.
That's so fun.
And one more thing, and this is the most important of them all. When I meet a cast member I love, and I love them all, I take a picture of them, sometimes with me, and tweet it to the official in-park Twitter account for Walt Disney World, at WDW Today, including hashtag cast compliment. The cast members name the park they are working at and a little story about how they made my day. I think they get recognized if they are mentioned in hashtag cast compliment posts enough. Oh, Lauren, that is, these are just the best, most wonderful tips.
Yeah.
I really wish that I had worked at Disney during the social media age, because I wonder if I would have gotten any hashtag cast compliments.
I'm sure you would have. I don't know why you wouldn't have.
I mean, and I wonder if I ever would have had maybe like a viral moment.
Yeah, like Disneyland princess, you know, tells child Disneyland is closing for good. Watch here. Click here.
Disneyland princess falls in moat.
That would be funny as hell. Okay, so then we have some reviews here from you guys. We said we'd read them. We've got two new reviews. My Little Big One from Jolly Pardon. I have a favorite podcast, but I can't give it 5 stars more than once. Should I ask the listeners in their review section to make sure to rate and review on behalf of the podcast hosts? 5 stars.
Thank you.
And then so much love for the big ones from Not Q0. I started listening to the big ones during the pandemic, and I'm currently working through the entire catalog of episodes I never rated or reviewed because I listen on Stitcher Premium. I love this show so much. Keep up the wonderful work. Thanks, you guys.
We appreciate it. And just because the show's ending doesn't mean you have to stop rating, reviewing, and spreading the word, because we feel these episodes are truly evergreen. And they will be, you know, out there from now on, and, you know, go back to them whenever you're thinking about needing some travel inspiration.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, Amanda, it's been a blast, and we'll be back in no time. We don't know when, but soon-ish. So don't fret too much.
And join our Patreon. If you want to keep this train going and help support us making new episodes, hey, maybe every once in a while we'll throw in a little mini placation on the Patreon. We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. But join. It's fun over there, you guys. It's like a fun, it's the fun zone.
It is.
You know, get in or get out, but that's the fun zone. Thanks so much for coming with us on this adventure, you guys. It's been a blast. And thank you again for listening to
Playcation.
The Unpacking.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.